Vietnam is developing quickly with skyscrapers and supermarkets. But the country still lacks one kind of public transportation that many countries of the world have, a subway system. After many years of delays and debates, Vietnam now seems committed to a subway. Construction on the underground train systems is taking place in Hanoi in the north and Ho Chi Minh City in the south. Vu Thi Hong Han is deputy head of the architecture department at Ho Chi Minh City University of Architecture. She says, because we are a developing country, we want to achieve what we think the developing world should have. Ms. Han is a consultant for the city government. She works on urban design around the subway stations. She says Vietnamese consider it a high-technology sign of progress. The Southeast Asian nation reached middle-income status in 2009. Per capita yearly income, a common measure of a nation's earning power, is now almost equal to $2,000. Vietnam's commuters are known for their dependence on motorbikes. They make up 80% of vehicles in Ho Chi Minh City. However, a recent university conference was asked to find out if that could be changed. Motorbikes are popular because they are cleaner and cheaper than cars, and they take up less space. People can easily do many tasks quickly, like getting groceries in the market or a phone card from a street vendor. People who support subways argue that planners should offer parking to combine private and public transportation. Some estimates say public transportation moves only 10% of commuters in Ho Chi Minh City. That could change with a subway. The project is receiving money from governments and other investors in Japan, Germany, Spain, and the Asian Development Bank. Transportation officials hope that a subway system will reduce congestion, pollution, and traffic deaths. The World Health Organization says road traffic injuries are the leading cause of death for those aged 15 to 29. It is estimated that there are 30 million motorbikes on Vietnam's roads. Pollution is another major concern for Vietnam. The country is industrializing, and that could create more gas emissions. Those gases warm the atmosphere and worsen climate change. Vietnam could suffer more than other countries from the effects of rising temperatures because it is low-lying and coastal. Nguyen Van Nam is with the Hanoi University of Transport and Communications. He believes Vietnam has 3 to 5 years before traffic and gridlock become truly severe. He said the economy needs efficient roads so workers do not waste time in long commutes. A subway is only part of the goal of better, cleaner transportation. Other suggestions include expanding bus service, making motorbikes run cleaner, increasing parking fees, and supporting bicycling and electric motorbikes. I'm Mario Ritter.